Dr. Dryden, the first question is for you. It's from Linda in New Zealand, and she wants to know, what is laminitis, and is it a metabolic disease or a hoof disease?
So this is a great question, and it really sets the tone for what we're going to be talking about. So laminitis itself, by definition, is inflammation of the lamina within the hoof capsule. So the lamina are the connective structures that hold the bone and the hoof capsule together. When those structures become inflamed, they separate and create a situation where the bone can displace within the capsule, okay? Now, there are many, many ways in which a hoof can become laminitic, or those little lamina to become inflamed. So one way is for a horse to have a metabolic disease, such as insulin dysregulation, in which insulin becomes such a high level in the blood that creates a pro-inflammatory response, and you get a laminitic episode. Other ways are, say, an overload scenario from like an orthopedic issue. Say a horse has a bone disease or a bone infection in one foot and overloads the other. You get ischemic necrosis of the lamina, so they don't get blood supply and they start to die. Another way could be a horse that may have a colic in which they have some endotoxin released that creates a laminitis because of a inflammatory cascade from the endotoxin release. So there's multiple ways in which a horse can develop laminitis, and it ends up, we deal with it the same at the end, but the different pathways to get there is what you have to look at. And the most important thing that we do is that we treat the cause initiating the laminitis episode and get that resolved, and then triage the patient and with appropriate mechanics and shoeing and supportive care.